This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Audie Cornish. The FBI has provided new details about its investigation into killings at a Sikh temple. Six people died, as did the shooter. The FBI told reporters that the investigation is broad, with 100 interviews already conducted. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston has the latest.
Wade Michael Page is the 40-year-old Army veteran who is at the center of it all. The FBI revealed a few new details about the case today. Milwaukee's special agent in charge, Teresa Carlson, told reporters that Page had not been shot dead by a police officer at the scene, as originally believed.
The evidence indicates that the second responding officer who shot Page in the stomach, thereby neutralizing the threat, subsequent to that wound, it appears that Page died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound to the head.
Police still don't have a motive. They do know he washed out of the Army after 6 years, in 1998. He was administratively discharged for drunkenness and misconduct, not for any sort of white supremacist beliefs. He played in white power rock bands. His ex-girlfriend, who has ties to the supremacist movement, was arrested last night on a gun charge. Official said she had nothing to do with the shooting, but is cooperating as they continue to search for a reason why Page targeted a temple just 5 miles from his home. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.